Let's get Coach Tindall in here. Coach Tindall, buenos dias to you. Appreciate the time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tony. I appreciate you having me on. I'm trying to find out how I get those free Cheetos, man. Talk to me.
There you go. Donnie Tindall, I'll tell you this. I don't know how you've done it, but let me say this to you. 8 weeks ago, Donnie, when basketball was just coming onto our radar screen, a lot of people were looking at you and looking at the situation and the whole NCAA thing and saying, hey, this has taken the wind out of my sails for basketball. I'm going to have trouble getting into it. I don't know, you know, what's the status of this guy and what's going to happen. Donnie, I don't know how you've done it, but you and your kids have won over each man, woman, and child that's given you a chance. Donnie, have you done it?
I really believe this, Tony, and I appreciate you saying that. I don't think it has anything at all to do with anything I've done. I think what it has to do with is the fact that the biggest surprise that I found when I took the Tennessee job, if you remember me telling you this, Tony, was the fact that we all perceived Tennessee to be a football school, and I was at a football school in LSU as an assistant coach, and I get that, and I'm not insecure about that, but when I took the job, I was absolutely amazed at how passionate our fan base is for basketball, and to me, that was the most pleasant surprise. So I don't think it's anything that I've done. I think we have unbelievable basketball fans here at Tennessee. I think we have great tradition. We've had great coaches and great players, and people want to come out and watch a group of young men that are picked 13th in our league, and no one, let's be honest, has given them a whole lot of credit or much of a chance to do anything at all this season, and they're scrapping and clawing and fighting every single day trying to get better and do something special to impress our fans and to overachieve this year. And so it's nothing to do with me. It's just we have great fans, and we have a great group of young men that are working extremely hard.
Hey, Coach, this is Bino. I'm one of those guys Tony talked about. It's an honor to speak with you, and welcome to Knoxville. We're glad to have you here.
Well, I appreciate it, Bino. We're excited to be here, and if I could just keep my wife out of these darn shopping malls, we'd have a chance to do something here. We would.
Interesting.
Good luck with that, Coach. I'd say scheming for Kentucky will be easier than that. But real quick, Coach, it looks to me as in a very quick period of time, you've been able to instill in these kids kind of a it looks like an us against the world mentality to me. I love the way that they play. When you put a team together so quickly as you had to, how do you get them to gel in the short amount of time that you've been able to seemingly do that?
Well, I think first and foremost is we've recruited a character guy, and that's not always easy to do. Period, that's not easy to do, but particularly when you get a job late and you're just trying to put a team together and get the best possible players you can, let's be honest, there's going to be a mistake or two that maybe you take in regard to character. But I'm telling you, this group of guys have bought in from day one. They've worked extremely hard. And, you know, when you say it looks like it's a us against the world mentality, I really think what these kids have done, it's not necessarily it's our team and our program and our coaches against the world mentality. They've made it about Tennessee. They want to prove to our fans that they should come out and watch us play. They want to prove to our fans that even though maybe nationally we haven't gotten the respect in our league, being picked 13th out of 14th, that maybe they think they should get. And, you know, young kids always have a tendency to think they're a little bit better than they are, and that's human nature. But I think they just want everyone to jump on board and follow this team and pull like heck for us. And you know, that's really what I said when I took over, Bino, is, you know, I have the utmost respect for Coach Pearl and all he accomplished. I have the utmost respect for Coach Martin, the job he did, especially last year, getting that team to finish the season the right way and go to a Sweet 16. But let's jump on board here and put all that other stuff behind us and get this thing going in a big, big way, because I really believe this. I've been here 7 or 8 months now, but I'm convinced with the facilities we have, the administration that we have in place, and their vision for basketball here at Tennessee, we can go to a Final Four. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to be this year, but we can do that here at Tennessee. And these kids that we have this year, in particular Josh Richardson, they want to be this first group to set the tone and get people back excited about Tennessee basketball. And I think they're doing that.
The Vols tonight and Tennessee Tech in the arena, but need a huge crowd there. Start of a stretch of games the Vols have to get. And the thing about your club, Donnie, that I'm telling people, and I'm trying to, I don't know if I'm tempering expectations or just keeping it real. I try to just keep it real when I get up. I look at you guys and I say, this is a roster that is so, it's thrown together. And you did it in a month, which blows my mind. I think it blows all of our minds. I mean, you found McGee. You know, some of the guys you found, you were already on from Southern Miss, but you found some really good ball players in a short amount of time. What's it going to look like when you get a year? How's it going on the recruiting trail right now? Are you meeting resistance, Donnie, with the chatter that's out there? Is that hurting you?
Well, to talk on the first thing you said, and I appreciate your kind words about the guys we signed, and I agree. I think we were able to really land some talented, good players for as late as we got the job. And you talk about young freshmen like Dietrich Mostella and Tariq Owens and Willie Carmichael and Jabari McGee, and all those guys have shown flashes this season. We're just 8 games in, of being really good players at some point in time. The problem is, if your program is established and you have a legitimate junior or senior in your program, then those guys are playing backup minutes, or they're being able to be redshirted and waiting a year until their number is called. And we don't have that luxury, so they're having to try to impact right away as freshmen. I hate to say it, but it looks like Jabari McGee is going to be out for a while with a foot injury, so that really, really hurts our front line. It hurts our team, but you know, we'll find a way to get through it. We won't make excuses, and someone will have to step up. And in regard to recruiting, as you know, Tony, I can't talk specifics, but I'll say this: there's a ton of people out there in the high school world, the top school world, the junior college world that understand that Tennessee has a great, great facility. We have fans that are passionate and come out and support our team in a big way. Been in the top 10 in attendance 9 of the last 10 years, which is amazing. We play in one of the best leagues in America. Every single game that we play on on national television this year, we play an exciting style of basketball that kids love to be part of. So there's so many positives out there. The little bit of chatter, as you mentioned, that may be taking place, it's easily overridden or overcome with all the positives. And, you know, when you can say, hey, we recruited a team, like you just said, in 30 days, and we've beaten Kansas State, and we've beaten a top 15 team in Butler, and we go to NC State, and that thing's 5 with 5 to go, and against Kansas, it's tied with 5 to go. These people are watching those games, and they know how hard our kids are playing. They know how unselfish our guys are playing. And kids want to be part of that. So I don't think it's a factor, and I don't think it will be a factor whatsoever.
Hey, Donnie, you mentioned McGee a second ago. Can you tell us anything specific in terms of how long he'll be out? I mean, do you guys know that yet?
Well, we don't yet. He goes to the doctor. He's actually there right now as we speak. It does look like it could be a serious foot injury. If that's the case, Tony, he'll be out a minimum of 6 weeks. Could be as many as 8 to 10 weeks. So we've just got to kind of see what the doctor says. We'll have a report this afternoon and know a little bit more. And again, you know, that's a guy that, even though he's a true freshman, he's been pretty impactful on our team. He brings a physicality and a toughness to our front line. And if he is out like we anticipate, you know, that's going to be a pretty big hit. But, you know, guys got to step up, whether it's Derek Reese or another young guy in Tariq Owens. It's just the nature of what we do, and we can't feel sorry for ourselves or make excuses. We still got to go out and play, and we'll do exactly that.
Coach, I absolutely love the style of play. I'm a fossil, so I cut my teeth under Ray Mears basketball, so I like zone defense better than most new wave basketball fans do. It's what I grew up with. And I'm going to expose my lack of basketball knowledge here, but I never once thought in my life that you would press differently on the road than you do at home until I heard you talk about that the other day. Can you tell me just a little bit about the differences in that approach?
We'll have to get Tindall back. He is having some bone issues.
Oh, well. There you go.
Go ahead and answer that question for me, if you will, Tony.
Well, you see, Ben, when we're at home,
let's try this again. We've got Tindall back.
Okay. Beano, ask your question. Donnie, did you hear Beano's question? Because it was from the font of knowledge.
I did. And it was, did you get my answer about McGee?
Oh, yeah, we got your answer about McGee, but Beano's question's about why you press different at home versus on the road. You talked about that the other day, post-game, how the press is different on the road than it is at home. Why is it different?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. We have three different presses that we've pressed in, and obviously 80% of it is based on the scouting report of what teams going against a certain press offense-wise. Second part of that is what type of personnel do they have. And at home, you just have better energy or better juice. I think arguably the best pressing team in the country is Louisville. And when you watch them press comparison home and away, it's not even close. They're always more impactful, and their pressure is always better at home. And my teams have always been the same way. Now, when we played Butler, we had a plan in place because they really only had one primary ball handler, that it was going to be more of a man-to-man press, and we would run and jump when we forced them to the sidelines and just really, really try to make that young guy earn every dribble. And we thought that over the course of 40 minutes, we could take his legs and wear him down, which we were fortunate enough to do. Now you go to NC State, and they have three primary ball handlers, and their point guard is an NBA guy. And you're on the road, and so we tweaked it, and we pressed a little bit differently. It was more of a containment press, although when we made our run in the second half, we got a little bit more aggressive, which, you know, is the tendency when you're making a run. But there were times that point guard was so good that when we did trap, he was good enough to beat us, and they played over the top for a dunk or two, which, you know, you just can't have happen. So there's a fine line between being committed to being aggressive and trapping and all the things to try to force tempo, but it's just easier to do on the home floor when you have that extra energy and extra juice compared on the road when you just don't have that same energy.
The great, you better bow your head when you say his name, Donnie Tindall, joining us. Tennessee 4-4 on the year, but with a rather high RPI for a team with that record, because nobody's played a schedule like Tennessee, one of the top five schedules in the country to this point in time. And Donnie, one thing I've noticed about you is that you bring out the mean in people. I mean, you've got Richardson playing like a mean dude. I mean, what have you done to that? You feed these guys gunpowder? What are you doing to him?
Well, Josh, let me start by saying this. Josh is a phenomenal young guy. He's going to graduate in May. He is everything you'd ever want out of a student athlete. And I tell our guys, you know, we need you to be gentleman and professional off the floor and in the classroom, but when you step in between the basketball lines for a couple hours a day, you've got to be tough and aggressive and hard-nosed, and you can't back down from anybody. And, you know, I've always been that way. I wasn't a very good player, but I overachieved to get a Division I scholarship. I've been at two tough jobs where we've never had much respect. We didn't have the resources, and yet we played with a chip on our shoulder in the right way, in my opinion, to overachieve and do special things at both places. And I think that's a mentality. I want my guys to have an edge. I don't want them to be arrogant. I don't want them to be disrespectful. But I want them to have an edge and a swagger about them that, look, we feel like we can compete with anybody. We feel like we're going to be as tough as anybody. We all know that this year maybe we're not going to be as deep or as talented as everybody we play, but toughness is something that you can control, and I think our guys have bought into that. Every guy in our program has made progress in regard to being a little bit tougher, and we certainly have a long ways to go, but we do have a nice way about us, and we just got to continue to work and get better every day.
Hey, Coach, on the way out here, and I really appreciate your time, Robert Hubbs, with the news about McGee that you tell us that we're going to get here in the next little bit that's not going to be good. Hubbs played predominantly inside in high school, played a lot of stuff down low. Do you guys consider using him in that role in as much as he, I mean, let's just face it, he struggled offensively. Do you maybe fiddle with that a little bit?
Well, it's something we've certainly discussed as a staff. You know, Robert is a true wing player, in my opinion, and I don't ever want a guy to be in a situation or a position where they feel uncomfortable or they don't want to be in. But we have used Armani Moore, who is about an inch shorter than Robert Hubbs, at the four a lot this season, and he's been a huge mismatch problem at the other end. You know, now defensively you give up some things in regard to size and blocking out and being able to rebound the ball, but with our zone we protect a guy like that some. And then at the offensive end he's driven the ball against bigger guys, drawn some fouls and been able to, you know, really make some plays off the dribble against bigger guys who can't guard him. And so that's something we do plan to talk to Robert about. I don't know if he'd have any interest in that, and again, I think the only way you can do that, Tony, is if a guy is 100% bought in. And he may have an interest in that. He may not. But if he does, then it's something we'll probably look at here over the course of these next four games.
Donnie, on the final, on the way out, you've got several home games coming up. I'd like you to address the living fan that maybe hasn't gotten out and seen a game yet this year, or maybe they've been out so far. It's very important to get a good crowd for each game. Lay it on me here, Coach.
Well, we've got four very good mid-major programs. You know, you got Tennessee Tech coming in tonight that has played Alabama right to the wire. You've got Mercer, who won a game in the NCAA tournament. Actually, Tennessee played in the second round last year, returns a very good team, Tennessee State, and then East Tennessee State, who's had some really good wins. So four good mid-major programs, all are well-coached. We're going to have a lot of recruits on campus over the next couple weeks, so we hope that we'll have great crowds. But I say this, and I say it very humbly, I believe if the regular fan or even the biggest fan comes out to watch our team play, you'll leave the gym saying, boy, that team competes, they play unselfishly, they share the basketball, they are really, really fun to watch, and I think they'll make plans to come back and watch us again. So come on out if you get a chance over the next couple weeks. We need our fans there for a lot of different reasons, and we certainly appreciate everyone.
Coach, thanks for taking some time for us, and it's been really fun so far. I look forward to the remainder of the season, and Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones.
Yeah, Coach, right, same here. Merry Christmas to you, brother.
Tony, happy Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Thank you, Coach. Donnie Tindall, one more time. 7 o'clock tip tonight in the arena. We'll be live as soon as the game ends with your Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the edition number 10 or 11 on the year, because we did it for both preseason games. We've already done 11 or 10 postgame shows.
Wow. 10 OTs already?
That's nutty, isn't it? Thanks to our friends at Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. We were on for 90 minutes here tonight after the
great
NC
job.
State game.
I enjoy them. I have a the ones I can stay up for, I enjoy them.
Bino, one thing I'm going to ask you on the other side is, why? Why is do you think that basketball team, they're only 4-4? People talk about them like they're 7-1.